This is St. Louis Public Radio. Dennis Lauer is one of the key people driving St. Louis's growing tech sector. He's led the Cortex Innovation Community for the past decade, bringing in big companies like Square and Microsoft, and lots of startups. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff recently spoke with Lauer as he prepares to transition from his full-time role early next year. She asked him how Cortex evolved into a place where employees and others come early and stay late.
Redoing streetscapes was very important. Creating an outdoor common space, a new rail stop. All of these things, and plus the restaurants and everything else, create an environment that an employee wants to be in, that they can walk across the street and hear some music.
Cortex looks much different now than it did back in 2010 when you were first hired. And I wonder, how did your vision for building it up then differ from what actually played out over the next decade?
My vision did not change over the decade. The program of a mixed-use, horizontal innovation community is really what we started to put in place in 2010, 2011, and it's played out. The bumps along the way really had more to do with all of the trench work that we had to do. You know, people look at Cortex today and say, wow, this is fantastic. But this is fantastic because we paid a lot of attention to each physical building transaction.
When you started, there were around 35 companies. Now there are over 400, and they support about 6,000 jobs. What do you think were some of the most important pieces of keeping those companies in this innovation center?
The programming, the placemaking, those were the things that set up the environment that attracted the companies. And it's like anything, if you see value, you'll pay for it. And that's what we have created, and that's what, as we grow, now becomes the challenge. How do we retain those companies in the district? Because unfortunately, our price points are rising, so we're kind of gentrifying Cortex, and the neighborhoods around it are also getting more expensive. So that's now become a major issue that the board and the staff are dealing with and trying to figure out how do we solve for that. It's kind of the flip side of success.
Is there something specific that you wish you could have done during your time here at Cortex, but maybe didn't have the time or the resources to do?
I don't have a lot of regrets. I have, you know, some board members that would like us to go faster and further, and I do share that as well, but I also know we can't go faster than the marketplace.
It sounds like in part you're saying that the success of Cortex depends on the market too and what the market needs. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, putting that in a larger context, how has Cortex impacted the larger business community here in St. Louis?
I think that what Cortex and our partners across the region are doing is bringing a lens and focus and an image of ourselves as St. Louisans as being an entrepreneurial community. The future is an innovation, whether we embrace it or not. If we don't embrace it, we as a region will be left behind.
What do you think are some of the big barriers standing in the way of St. Louis being a bigger business town?
We need to address the disparity issues across the region. It holds us back from a business development perspective. Compensation is now number 3 or 4 as a reason why a young employee will accept employment with a company. The first several reasons have to do with social responsibility, community engagement, work-life balance. If we aren't a place that embraces those values, then we're going to be less attractive to that talent. And talent is really the raw material in an innovation economy.
What do you hope to see out of the future of Cortex and of the leadership here?
What I see for the future is an evolution of the Cortex Innovation Community into the St. Louis Innovation Community, and that we view all of the technology presence across the region, all the companies, as part of an innovation corridor. And I think that will take us in the next decade or two to the level that we want to be.